Hello, love. Before we get into today's episode, if you want even more glittery goodness bang for your buck, well, then you need to head to glitterball.plus where you can subscribe for just $7 a month. You'll get first listen access to all your Glitterball favourites, ad-free listening, as well as exclusive podcasts just for Glitterball Plus subscribers. You can head to glitterball.plus today to get all that and more for just $7 a month. Let's get into today's show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a Glitterball podcast. I've gone backwards and forwards on whether I should cover this year's Eurovision Song Contest, given the geopolitical situation we have found ourselves in. Eurovision has always brought a lot of joy to me and many others through the performances and the campery and the feeling of community it creates. Some of my best memories have come from iconic moments within Eurovision, like watching Loreen win in Baku in 2012, and again with all of you last year in Liverpool, the way back to 2010 in Oslo and falling in love with Alexander Rybak, and the chaos of Lithuania's Eastern European kind of funk. I want to keep bringing you the joy of Eurovision, but before we get started, I want to say that I believe in peace, and by podcasting about this year's contest, I in no way condone the actions of war. Glitterball and these podcasts is a safe space for spreading joy. In our world today, we need a lot more of it. From Glitterball, this is Eurofever, a guide to the Eurovision Song Contest. Hello, my darlings. I'm recording this at stupid o'clock in the morning, right before the grand finale, because it has been the most dramatic couple of days in the Eurovision universe I've ever witnessed in over a decade of me following this contest, which we'll get to in some way, shape or form in this podcast. But we are predominantly here to talk about the good parts of semi-final two, the things that brought me and, well, hopefully you as well, some joy as we take a wander through the remaining competitors that we have to see vie to get a spot in the all-important grand finale. Yes, this is your recap of semi-final 2, the Eurovision 2024. To be totally transparent with you, I don't really know where to begin because my head is that scrambled. But I will start by saying this honestly felt like a more traditional Eurovision semi-final. There was just a flow to it that feels normal for Eurovision that I don't think the first semi-final had. It just felt a little wonky. I don't know. This second semi-final had a really interesting group of songs. I was very impressed by a lot of what we had. Also, speaking of things I was impressed about, I have to give major props to the writing team for the hysterical tattoo-themed opening. That was just brilliant. So stupid in, like, a good way. Does that make sense? Of, like, I just love Petra musical moments, so I was really glad we got that. And you know what? Even Marlon has grown on me with this semi-final. She did really well. Really well. And I'm just like, okay, where the train is leaving the station. Choo-choo. I apologize if my energy seems all over the place. It has been a very big few hours. But let's talk about some of these songs. And we're going to start with a hot favourite to take the whole damn thing out. It is Switzerland and Nemo with The Code. This is utterly spectacular. The spinning top is just gorgeous. This is so visually arresting to me with that staging. It is one of three songs that we have left in the running that have given me goosebumps. We will get to the other two, I promise you, but this is really visually arresting to me. I love it. It feels like a great showcase of Nemo's voice, even though I do worry about his breath control because there's a lot of heavy breathing and running around like he's at a playground, but overall, incredibly, incredibly strong package for Switzerland. All right, let's talk about Czechia with Pedestal and Ico next. This one I really like. They made use of the most of the stage abilities of any of the countries I think we've seen this year, maybe with the exception of Spain, who we'll get to when we talk about the grand final. But they made really interesting use of the cubes with the moment of the torches inside the cubes, even though I don't really understand the torches, but I'm giving them points for the use of the stage. Because really, we haven't seen the stage in its full glory, I don't think. A lot of the delegations just threw it in the too hard basket, in my personal opinion. Whereas these guys really stepped it up. This song has come a very long way from when it first won its national final. I was like, this is a hot mess. But they have turned it around. This is really beautiful and has become one of my favourites of the year with a good old empowering chant of the chorus, which we love at Eurovision. This is very, very strong of a song, in my opinion. Up next, we're going to talk about Belgium and Musti with When the Party's Over. Now, Musti had the longest journey to Eurovision of all of our artists this year, being the very first artist to be announced all the way back in November or December, I think. I can't quite remember. Honestly, the end of last year is a bit of a blur. So he's had a long wait to be on this stage. I think it didn't go so well. I don't know. There has been an issue for me with this song all the way through. All the pre-show stuff I've seen of him, of his performance, seems one note. And it's real shame because I like Musti as an artist. But his live performances seem to only have one note of, like, dramatic chaos. And I don't think that served him well in this semi-final. Probably a little harsh, but oh well. Moving from one party to another, let's talk about Austria with We Will Rave. This is a showstopper of a moment. Not necessarily for the vocals. Sorry, Colleen, I do like you. But this one is all about the dancing and the theming. This one is strong, very strong visually. Stunning visual staging. She looks fabulous too in this silver outfit. There's just a lot to love here. It's bringing the Euro dance to the Eurovision. Like, what more can you ask for? I don't know, but it's so lovely to see her on this stage. She has done a lot of stand-in vocal work for different Eurovisions, including, fun fact, 2016 in Stockholm. So she has been in Sweden for Eurovision in the past. So this is a full circle moment for Austria. Oh, we're on the party train. Let's continue it and have a chat about Greece. This one is really strong, I think, in a very modern way. I described this to a friend as if Olivia Rodrigo was on a full Greek wedding bender. This is really, really good. And it's not overworked either. I thought the staging, when I first kind of caught a glimpse of it, might be a little bit much with the overlays. But this, it just all works really well as a package. And even seriously unwell, Marina still sold it. Like, that's just professionalism right there. This was just really, really cool. Really interesting graphics, though. I don't quite understand the Google Maps of it all. I'm still very lost about that, but I love this track. Now, the last place on our Whistle Stop Tour of semi-final 2 is Man of the Hour. And as I record this, currently disqualified Netherlands contestant Joost Klein with Europapa. This song, if only one thing, is the personification of what Eurovision should be. Uniting Europe, erasing borders through song. This is spectacular. He is a bundle of joy, even when he's sad. I love this song, and I cannot believe what we're witnessing at the moment. At the moment, as I record this, and who knows what will change, Joost is not performing in the grand final. I will update you in the grand final podcast, but it is a mess. But this song is...
Hi, I'm DeLon Grant.
And I'm Francesca Ramsey. And together we host the podcast, Lemme Fix It.
Each week we explore something from the past and then we pitch how to fix it for today.
But forget about the past. Let's talk about the new show of the moment. DeLon, did you get a chance to watch the new Queenie trailer I sent you?
How dare you send me this amazing show that took me back to every messy breakup I've ever had. Thank God I had you through my 20s.
Now, you could not pay me to go back and relive those days, but thankfully we will be living as Queenie navigates her messy 20s.
All episodes of Queenie premiere June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Fabulous. Oh boy, there is so much other chaos going on with this contest right now. I don't even know where to start, and I can't even bring myself to talk about. So we're just going to hold that train. I will try and gather my thoughts for the grand final pod if I can. Honestly, my head is spinning. But let's talk about the rest of semi-final 2, because we had some fun moments in this semi. We had a sing-along moment, initially led by our two wonderful hosts, but then were introduced Helena Paparizou, we had Charlotte Pirelli, and Zertab from Turkey. This was an all-female power hour, and I'm here for it. This was really fun. This is based off a Swedish tradition, but it was done really well. They also had like a virtual crowd on the screen, which I was like, do you really need this? I know it gets people involved from all around Europe, but I was like, nah, I don't know about this. Do we need this? I'm not even sure you could hear them mix. But the concept itself was pretty strong, very fun, pretty solid. Speaking of solid interval acts, we had We Just Love Eurovision Too Much. And this, I would argue, is where Petra really shone. She nails these comedy songs. This one felt a little bit flat compared to Love, Love, Peace, Peace, but that is such an iconic moment. You're never gonna top that. Doesn't matter what you do. And even this was good and tongue-in-cheek and everything. But unlike Love, Love, Peace, Peace, this was very outward-looking in the sense of let's be tongue-in-cheek and go after the online chaos that follows this contest and kind of the discourse that happened after last year's finale, whereas Love, Love, Peace, Peace was much more introspective. And I think maybe that's the better approach. I don't know. And look, as much as I love the concept of Linda Woodruff, given the climate around the contest this year, I don't know whether bringing her back was the right decision. I don't know. Sarah Dawn Finer does a wonderful job as the character, though. I must say that. I want to make that very clear. But it just, I don't know if it hits the right tone this time around. I did quite like when she went into like operatic voice being like, they agree. That was really funny. But I don't know, it just doesn't land as well as I think it would have in years past, in my opinion. Will, however, say it was magical to see Karia again, and he did a wonderful rendition of Cha-Cha-Cha. That is all I have for you for this Whistle Stop Tour of Semi-Final 2. We are locked and loaded for the grand final in not very long at the time of me recording this. It's going to be big. It's going to be long. I'm going to need a big old energy drink. But thank you for being here. I hope you have enjoyed this Whistle Stop Tour with some of our songs. I will be back very, very soon with a bigger debrief on the chaos that this contest has turned itself into. If you have a Eurovision-loving friend, please share this podcast with them. The more, the merrier of us as we go on this journey. To find out who will succeed Loreen and take home the crystal microphone for 2024. This is a Glitterball podcast.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.